Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for praying for your families. Let us now enter into a time of scripture reading. Today's Bible passage is from two books, James and Ephesians. So I will read out loud for you. Please listen attentively. James chapter 4, verses 1 to 3. What causes fights and quarrels among you? Don't they come from your desires that battle within you? You desire but do not have, so you kill. You covet but you cannot get what you want, so you quarrel and fight. You do not have because you do not ask God. When you ask, you do not receive because you ask with wrong motives, that you may spend what you get on your pleasures. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 19 to 22. Consequently, you are no longer foreigners and strangers, but fellow citizens with God's people and also members of his household. Built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the chief cornerstone. In him, the whole building is joined together and rises to become a holy temple in the Lord. And in him, you too are being built together to become a dwelling in which God lives by his Spirit. This is the word of God. Please be seated, and brothers and sisters, maybe put our hands together to welcome Pastor Yuening to preach to us the word of God and Sister Roseanne to translate for us.
OK，好，谢谢谢谢。没有电了。好，弟兄姐妹们平安。平安。来，我们。啊，Hello.
Can you hear me? OK. Brothers and sisters, peace be with you.
让我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
阿爸天父，我感谢赞美你。
Abba Father, we praise and thank you.
谢谢你的恩典常常这样的与我们同在。We
thank you for your grace, which is always with us.
愿你的圣灵此刻就运行在我们当中。May
your spirit work amongst us.
你的爱充满这里的每一个人的心。May
your love fill the hearts of each person here.
破碎的得以修复。That
what is broken can be restored.
软弱的得以坚固。What
is weak can be strengthened.
愿我们在你的恩典中被你亲手来塑造。May
we be personally shaped by you in your grace.
成为你所喜悦的器皿。To
become a citizen that you are pleased with.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。In
Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. 2 weeks ago,
Pastor Li Kai.
OK，我连完整个。2 weeks ago，Pastor Li Kai传道，他描述了一个完美的家庭。So
2 weeks ago, Pastor Li Kai described a perfect family.
那大家的反应是什么样呢？
And how did everyone respond?
我的完美家庭来看一下。呀，记得吗？这张照片。
So if you remember this photo.
大家的反应是怎么样? 哇而已吗? Yeah, 我们的反应是不可能!
So everyone's response is, oh, that's impossible.
那现实的生活中我们找不到一个完美的家庭,是不是?
So in real life, we cannot find any perfect families.
那甚至在圣经里面,这个家也充满了张力。
And even in the Bible, the families that are portrayed are full of tension.
从亚当夏娃开始到亚伯拉罕、雅各、大卫，
from Adam and Eve to Abraham to Jacob and even David,
他们的家都充满了问题。
Their family life is filled with problems.
为了一口吃了一口果子，可以彼此推卸责任。
Over a bite of fruit, they can push the blame on each other.
然后因着人的操作，有了以实玛利。
And because of men's decisions and actions, additional pain was suffered.
让亚伯拉罕这个家充满了问题，痛苦。
After the birth of Ishmael.
然后雅各呢，雅各的他的孩子当中就彼此的勾心斗角。
And in Jacob, we have brotherly intrigue.
那大卫的家呢，就充满了谋杀啦、强暴啦、背叛。
And in David's family, we see murder, rape, and betrayal.
圣经没有美化家庭哦。
So the Bible doesn't show families as
因为罪进入了原本像伊甸园的家，
Because sin has already entered this family that is supposed to be like the Garden of Eden.
使这个家变成了什么属灵征战的前线。
So that families have become the front lines of spiritual battle.
所以你记得上周我们的小文传道还鼓励大家要起来为你的家征战。
And so last week, Pastor Xiaowen encouraged us to stand up to fight for our families.
那教会呢？
What about the church?
作为神的家，是否意味着我们就自然的会彼此相爱啊？
As God's family, does this mean that we naturally love each other?
我们就很自然的同心合意啊。
That we very naturally are united in spirit.
大家的反应怎么样？
So what does everyone think?
看一看，好像也没有什么感觉，好像也不。是的，现实是，却是教会也像家庭一样。
So the truth is, the church is like the family.
我们在外表上，我们大家也许在一起敬拜哈。
And on the surface, we may worship and serve together.
我们一起服侍。
Serve together.
但是我们的内心呢？
But in our inner hearts,
我们可能有各种的猜疑。
It may be filled with a lot of suspicion.
我们各有各种的误解。
All sorts of misunderstandings.
我们甚至有疏离感。
We may even feel distant from each other.
虽然他站在我旁边，可能有疏离感。
Even though they're standing beside you, but you may feel distant from them.
雅各就质问当时的信徒哈。
So James questioned the believers of the time.
你们中间的争战斗殴是从哪里来的呢？
What causes fights and quarrels among you?
那家可能会裂开。
So family may be torn apart.
教会也可能纷争不断。
And within the church, there may also be fights and quarrels.
那么神如何恢复那个修复那个破裂？
How does God restore the brokenness?
耶稣又如何重建合一？
And how does Jesus rebuild and reunite?
在雅各书让我们看到初代教会信徒的问题。
So in James, we see some problems in the early church.
他们行为和言语上有矛盾。
There were contradictions between their speech and their actions.
就是说，他们说的一套，做的又另外一套。
What they said was different from what they did.
他们没有活出以信仰相称的行为。
They didn't live out a life that was similar to their faith.
雅各就责备他们说，这样的信心是没有用的，他们这样是没有用的。
And so James rebuked them, saying that this kind of faith is pointless.
所以他们的言语和行为充满了矛盾。
So there was a lot of contradiction between their actions and their speech.
还有，我们的言语应该是表达对神、对人一种尊敬和爱。
Also, speech should be used to express our love and respect towards God and others.
当时的信徒却常常在言语上跌倒了。
But the disciples of the time often stumbled on their words.
雅各就指出，这个舌头，人里面的舌头虽然很小。
So James points out that the tongue is very small,
却带来极大的破坏,
but it can bring about great destruction.
有没有人被一句话伤到的?
Has anyone ever been hurt by something someone said?
不要举手。
No one wants to
raise their hand. 我相信大家都有。
But I'm sure we've all experienced it.
有没有人被一奇的话伤到的? 不要他先举手, 你看他多厉害, 他先举手。 没有人举手了。 还有就是他们偏待人，分门结党。
Another thing they did was favoritism and discrimination.
好像可能这里没有富养，可能比较厉害，所谓的厉害的人就聚在一起。
So those who were seemingly better, they were grouped together by themselves in factions.
可能那些比较厉害的人就比较看清那些普通的人。
And they will look down on those that they deem more normal.
所以他们会分门分党啊。
And so they split into factions.
Yeah, 信徒的这些行为呢, 根源在于哪里? 在于他们内心的私欲。
So the actions of the believers actually stem from their inner desires.
那私欲源自人内心的罪性。
And the source of these desires is the sinful nature of the heart.
所以内心的罪性就是背逆神。
It is to go against God.
自我为中心。
To be self-centered.
与神隔绝。
To be separated from others.
是的，这些问题呢，不仅仅停留在当时的历史的教会的历史当中。
So these problems are not just limited to the church of the time.
它同样的影响着今天的信徒。
But it still affects us today.
那他们现在的信徒呢？他们可以有些人仍然在参加宗教的活动。
So believers today, sometimes we still attend church activities.
参加聚会。
We still come for service.
奉献。
We tithe.
小组。
We attend our disciple groups.
但是彼此之间就缺乏一种信任和爱。
But there is a lack of trust and love between each other.
可能内心当中有一点点的苦毒。
And maybe inside of us there is a sense of bitterness.
嫉妒。
Jealousy.
有时一点自私。
Maybe a bit of selfishness.
对，听到以自我中心，就听到不行道。
So, we hear the word, but we don't act it out.
然后互相比较。
And we compare between each other.
我们追求虚荣，还有地位。
We chase vanity and power.
那祷告的时候呢，也没有寻求神的旨意。
And when we pray, we do not seek God's will.
而只是为了满足自己的私欲。
But to satisfy our own desires.
那这些信仰破裂的征兆，往往不是外在的宗教活动减少。
So broken faith often doesn't manifest as external signs.
信仰破裂是内心对神对人的爱渐渐冷淡。
But to become colder in loving God and others on the inside.
那我们总是觉得这个人很难搞。
So very often we think to ourselves, "Wow, this person very hard to handle."
那个人有问题。
That person has so many problems.
就是我们忽视了我们自己。
And we fail to consider.
可能也陷入了私欲当中。
That maybe we have fallen to our own desires.
所以这不仅仅带来外在的纷争哈。
So this doesn't just bring about external conflict.
所以这样的情况也是影响我们的内心。
It also affects our hearts.
也会让我们想到，我开始怀疑自己的归属。
And we start to doubt whether we belong.
面对信仰的破裂，我们的心是如何回应呢？
So when we are faced with broken faith, how should our heart respond?
许多人离开教会。
A lot of people leave the church.
不是不信神。
Not because they don't believe in God.
而是因为关系的矛盾。
But because of conflicts in relationships.
因着矛盾，他选择退出。
And because of conflict, they choose to step away.
不是不信耶稣。
Not because they don't believe in Jesus.
而不想再面对那个人。
But because they don't want to see the other person.
还有信仰的破裂。
And there's also broken trust.
信任的破裂。
Broken trust.
我是不是不适合这个小组啊？
Maybe I'm not suited to this disciple group.
我可能不适合这个服事啊。
Maybe I'm not suited to this ministry.
我是不是应该换一个教会？
Should I change churches?
就是归属感的丧失了。
So a loss of a sense of belonging.
其实现实的挣扎常常不是外在的冲突。
So in truth, real struggles are not about external conflict,
而是深藏在人心里面真实的需要。
But about a real need that is hidden very deeply in the heart.
我们的心都有需要。
So we all have needs.
我们需要渴望，我们渴望空间，渴望被理解。
So we all have, we all yearn for space and to be understood.
我用一个小例 ，Mary 了哈。
So we use an example.
Mary 不在这里。
Let's call her Mary.
用她的名字 ，OK。Mary 一直在教会很积极的服事。
So Mary has always been serving proactively in the church.
但是随着时间的推移哈，她感到自己的信仰好像变成好像很机械化。
But as time goes by, she feels like, my faith has become quite mechanical.
那失去对原本的那种热情啊，失去那个热情。
And she's lost the original passion that she had.
然后她就决定说，我可以暂时的减少一点社交。
So she decides, okay, I'm going to cut down on some social activities.
那我要注重在我个人的祷告和灵修。
I'm going to focus on my personal prayer and devotion life.
那 Mary 也有一点挣扎，就是她会不会让人觉得，你不够属灵。
But she also struggles with this decision because what if people start viewing her as not being spiritual?
或者是被批评信心软弱。
Or maybe she'll be criticized as having very weak faith.
当 Mary 尝试去减少社交的时候
，And when Mary tries to cut down on social activities,
连她的朋友就误解她，为什么你疏远大家
？Her friends misunderstand her, like, why are you distancing yourself from us?
为什么我被你冷落
？I've been snubbed by you.
我本来是很好的朋友，为什么被你冷落
？We were good friends, but you're ignoring me.
所以误解呢，往往是来自不同的期待。
So actually, misunderstanding often stems from having different expectations.
有人很渴望很深的交流。
So some of us hope for a deeper connection.
我为你敞开心。
I open up my heart to you.
你也要敞开这么大。
And you should open up your heart to me too.
那有人倾向独立成长。
Well, while other people lean towards more independent growth.
所以完全不一样。
So they are completely different.
那人心的真相还有我们希望被看见，我们有被看见的渴望。
We also hope to be seen.
谁不在这里啊？
Who is not here today?
我也不认识，好，随便用一个名字来，你说。 Roseanne.
我们用 Mary 了， 所以我们可以用 Grace。
Grace 啊， 哦。 好。 OK， Grace 在青少年时期受过创伤。 Grace 不在啊。
Grace 在吗？ OK， sorry. So Grace had been hurt as a teen.
她渴望有人陪伴她， 疗愈哦， 跟她一起走。
So she hopes that someone can accompany her in her healing journey.
但是她心里面也有矛盾的。
But she has a worry.
当我如果我把我全部的软弱说出来的时候，
If I share all of my vulnerabilities,
会不会人家认为我， 哎呀，你信心不够啦。
Will people think, 哎呀， she's just lacking in faith.
不够成熟啦。
She's not spiritually mature enough.
那于是呢， 她学会把情绪压在心底。
And so she learns to suppress her emotions.
她只在神面前流泪。
She can only cry in front of God.
是的，我们常常说要在神面前，不要在人面前，但是我们也需要有人可以被认可。
So we all hope to be have our feelings approved of by others.
所以我们不仅仅 希望被认可， 而不是仅仅被纠正。
Do we all seek approval from others? We all hope for the approval of others and not just to be corrected all the time.
这样错，那样错，你应该那样，你应该这样。
So you're wrong, you should do this instead, you shouldn't be doing that.
那 Grace 的挣扎是她无法向人敞开。
So Grace's struggle is that she has no one to open up to.
还有谁不在这里了？ Ben! Ben 在教会服侍了十多年。
Another example, Ben has been serving in the church for many years.
他一直尽心尽力为主，为承担各样的事工。
He's always diligently given his best and taken on all sorts of service in church.
他是大家眼中可靠的同工。
In everyone's eyes, he is that reliable and dependable worker.
但他渐渐地发现，
But he slowly realized,
好像我只是被需要了。
I'm needed more.
那我好像没有得到真实的关心。
But no one's really showing me any real concern or care.
Ben 也开始怀疑了。
So Ben will start to question,
服侍是否取代了人与人之间真实的关系？
Has service already replaced the real relationship between person to person?
Ben 里面的需要没有被看见。
And his need is not seen.
所以信仰不仅仅是教义和规则。
So faith is not only about doctrines and rules,
更是关系和成长。
But even more about relationships and growth.
如果人际关系中的需要长期被忽视，
So if our needs in interpersonal relationships are neglected,
这个心就会渐渐的冷淡。
Our hearts will gradually grow colder.
阿 Ben 多久不在当中啊？ 有没有人知道啊？ 他的学生， 其他人呢？
So how long has Ben not been around?
So Ben
his student knows. What about everyone else?
吓死他，发生什么事？
So please show care for him when he's back.
Yeah, 他去哪里你们不知道哈？ Yeah. 所以还好哈，还是有人知道他哈，不是单单阿 Ben 只是在那边的哈。如果这么他不在，可以讲他。还有责任感的界限。
There's also the limits of sense of responsibility.
还有谁不在？ Joyce. Joyce, yes, Joyce. Okay. Joyce 在小组中试图修复和某位姐妹之间的关系。
So Joyce is trying to mend the relationship between herself and another sister in the same DG.
但是她得到的回应是拒绝。
But the response she gets is rejection.
无论她做什么，人家都是没有回应的。
No matter what she does, there's no response.
所以 Joyce 又挣扎了。
So she struggles.
为什么修复的总是我的，我要主动。
Why is it always me taking that step towards restoration?
而对方却毫无改变。
But the other person doesn't change at all.
有没有听过，在教会中我们听到说，你要主动去爱啊。
So in church, we always hear we need to love proactively.
要包容啊。
We need to be forbearing.
但是现实是，如果只有一方一直在修复，一直主动，而另外 另外一方却不调整。
But if only one party is putting in all the work and the other party is not willing to adjust,
疲惫感就会累积啊。
a sense of fatigue will start accumulating.
所以人际关系不单单是人，让这个关系持续。
So interpersonal relationships are not sustained by just one person tolerating,
而是需要彼此愿意调整。
But for a mutual willingness to adjust.
但是
，But
在这些人心的挣扎当中
，It is in these struggles,
恩典也悄悄地开始动工。
That grace is quietly working,
不是责备
，not to reproach,
而是挽回
，but to redeem,
不是重重的压力
，not to oppress,
而是重新塑造
，but to reshape.
在以弗所书二章哈
，So in Ephesians chapter 2,
保罗曾经对一群远离神的人这么说
，So Paul once said to a group of people who were once far away from God,
如今你们在基督耶稣里靠着他的血已经得清净了。
But now in Christ Jesus, you have been brought near by the blood of Christ.
耶稣为神的家舍命。
Jesus gave his life for God's family.
圣灵连接破碎的生命。
The Holy Spirit connects broken life together.
使我们同心建造神的家。
So that we can together in unity build God's house.
那教会是神的家。
So the church is God's household.
信徒是家里的人。
And believers are members of God's household.
跟你旁边弟兄姐妹说，hey, 家人。
So tell your friend beside you, hey, family member.
我们不是外人，不是客旅，而是神家里的人，我们是家人，家人。
We're not outsiders, we're not tourists, but we're part of God's family. So we are family.
但记得哈，家从来不是一群彼此吸引的人，对不对？
So family has never been a group of people naturally drawn to each other.
不是没有问题的人，是不是？
They are not people without their own problems.
而是一群彼此需要恩典的人。
But we are a group of people who need grace.
那教会是建立在耶稣的主权上。
The church is built on Jesus' sovereignty.
奠基石也就是房角石。
And the cornerstone.
耶稣基督是最重要的。
So Jesus is the most important cornerstone.
所以一切都以他为中心。
So he is the center of all things.
和主权。
And he is sovereign.
而活石。
And living stone.
知道我们都是活石吗？
Do you know that we are all living stones?
不知道啊，跟旁边说。
So you can tell your the person beside you, you are living stone.
啊，我什么活石？我。活的石头，我们都是石头啊！
All stones.
信徒是神手中被使用的材料，我们是材料。
So believers are the materials that are being used in God's hand.
我们被神塑造。
We are shaped by God.
调整。
Adjusted.
在耶稣里，我们彼此联合。
And in Jesus, we are connected together.
成为属灵的居所。
To become spiritual dwellings.
所以耶稣是房角石。
So Jesus is the cornerstone.
我们是活石。
And we are the living stone.
被他建造。
Built by him.
成为神的家。
To become his house.
所以圣灵在信徒当中工作，圣灵在我们当中工作。
So the Holy Spirit works amongst us.
他使我们彼此的联合。
And he allows us to be connected.
成为一体。
To become one body.
我们彼此配搭。
To partner together.
信徒就我们都有很像有棱角的那些石头那种石头怪怪的形状的。
So believers are a bit like stones with
有没有棱角
lots of edges and corners.
有没有棱角
？Do we have those?
会刺到人的，会刺到人的，会吗？我们都会有这样的。
Sometimes we poke other people or scratch people.
然后圣灵就好像那些看不见的灰泥。
And the spirit is like this mortar that cannot be seen.
若没有圣灵的抹盖抹缝就是圣灵在放在这个两块石头的中间哈。
Without the Holy Spirit coming into the seams and patching the stones together,
我们无法真正的贴合合一。
We cannot truly fit together and be united.
这也就是意味着所有的信徒联合起来。
And so this means that when all believers are connected together,
是神在地上的居所。
We are God's sanctuary on earth.
所以我们常说神就在我们当中。
So we often say that God is with us.
我们来想象一下哈。
So let's imagine.
你想象一位工匠在建筑一个大的圣殿。
We imagine a construction worker, he's building a large temple.
地上。
On the ground.
都是大大小小。
There are many big and small stones.
边角突兀的石头。
We have some stones with lots of edges.
你想象你是那块石头。
And corners.
你的形状好奇怪嘞。
Your shape is really strange.
好像不太适合别的石头这样。
It doesn't quite complement the other rocks.
但是工匠所挑的是那位愿意被雕整理的。
But the one that, but the stones that the worker picks is those that are willing to be fixed or adjusted.
我感觉这位工匠他喜欢挑那个比较有角的。
Maybe he likes to pick the ones that have a lot of edges and corners. And
he
will polish them.
啊，然后一边拼在一起。
He pieces them together.
然后一边抹灰一边哦。
And then he wipes off any dust.
然后他又要一边对齐。
And then he needs to align them together.
所以就这样一块一块一块的贴在一起。
Piece them together nicely.
所以当我们看这座圣殿，远远看这个圣殿的时候，哇，它好庄严哦。
And so when we see this temple, it's very grand,
整齐
it's very neat,
和谐
it's very harmonious.
当你看靠近看的时候
but when we go closer,
你会发现这些石头哦都被打磨过的
we realize that these stones have gone through polishing.
你看到哦，里面有裂过的
see, eh? They have cracks in them.
所以今天呢，神依然在建造他的教会。
So today, God is still building His church.
他的恩典也正悄悄地介入。
And His grace is also quietly intervening.
那上帝的恩典是如何介入的呢？
So how does grace intervene?
他用圣灵来修复这些破碎的生命。
He uses the Holy Spirit to restore our broken lives.
你不是靠着你自己来维持关系。
So that we no longer depend on ourselves to maintain relationships.
而是靠着耶稣的舍命。
But to rely on Jesus' sacrifice.
你不需要靠着你的服事
not to rely on our service.
来证明你的价值
to prove our value.
我们是因着神的爱来确认我们自己的身份
But we are certain of our identities through God's love.
我们虽然处在这个不完美的教会里面
And even though we are in an imperfect church,
但我们仍然可以拥有归属感
But we can still have a sense of belonging.
因为神就在我们的当中
Because God is with us.
所以当你在怀疑你自己的位置的时候
And so when you are doubting if you belong,
你是否愿意相信自己是神手中 仍然是神手中的那块活石
Are you willing to believe that you are still a living stone in God's hands?
可能你现在正在面对一些挣扎
Maybe you are currently facing some struggles.
你相信你是那块活石吗
？Do you believe you are that living stone？
你相信神在正在精心的在雕塑着你吗
？Do you believe that God is meticulously shaping you？
让你能够成为神居所的一部分
，so that you can become part of His dwelling place。
跟你旁边说，谢谢你愿意留下来。
So tell your friend beside you, thank you for being willing to stay.
所以耶稣为神的家舍命
So Jesus gave his life for God's family
圣灵连接破碎的生命
The Holy Spirit connects broken life
使我们能够同心建造神的家
So that together we can build God's house
他使 破碎的生命能够得着修复
He allows broken lives to be fixed
让圣灵让这群不同的肢体能够彼此的调和
The Holy Spirit also allows the different parts of the body to be reconciled.
所以我们是家，他家，神家的一份子。
And so we are part of God's household.
不要站站远远的，我们不是旁观者。
We don't stand far away as an observer.
神正在建造他的家。
God is currently building his house.
而你我
，And you and I
是他亲手安放的活石。
Are living stones that he has personally placed down.
所以留下不是为了忍受
，so staying is not to endure and put up，
而是要为了见证神恩典的工作
，but to witness the work of God's grace。
所以重建神的家，我们可以从回应恩典开始
，so rebuilding God's house starts from responding to grace。
我们学习彼此信任
，we learn to trust each other，
不是因为每个人都完美了。
Not because we are perfect,
而是我们相信神正在塑造我们。
But because we believe that God is currently shaping us,
我们可以放下偏见。
To be willing to put down biased views,
我们选择看到神如何在改变自己，也在改变他人。
We choose to see how God is changing us and others,
而不是紧紧地抓住过去的伤害。
And not to hold on tightly to past hurts.
我们也可以重新调整我们的心态。
And we readjust our hearts.
从我是否适合在这里。
From am I suited to be here?
而转变成我如何成为祝福的器皿。
To how can I become a channel of blessing?
我们可以主动真实的一个可以主动的表达真实的接纳。
We can actively express true acceptance.
一个微笑。
A smile.
一个眼神。
A look.
一个简单的问候。
A simple greeting.
都能够成为一个合一的开端。
It can become the beginning to unity.
神应许他在美好中，他在破碎中成就美好。
So God has promised us that He makes beauty out of brokenness.
所以我们要记得，不是靠人完美的组织，不是靠着完美的组织。
So we don't depend on man's perfect organization skills.
而是靠着神主动的建造。
But on God's active building.
神正在连接。
God is currently connecting.
塑造。
Shaping.
使我们，使用我们。
And using us,
使他的家充满恩典
so that his household is filled with grace.
回到刚才的答案，家在现实生活中可能会裂开
So home and family in reality can be broken.
但神的恩典却能够修复
But God's grace can restore.
教会在关系中可能会冷淡
And in the church, relationships may turn cold.
但耶稣已付出生命使我们合一
But Jesus has given his life to reunite us.
我请敬拜团上来。
So may we invite the worship team.
然后我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
主啊，我们都是一群不完美的人。
God, we are a group of imperfect people.
主啊，你知道我们也曾经受过伤。
God, you know our past hurts.
你知道我们内心的需要。
You know the needs of our hearts.
今天早晨，今天你再次的提醒我们。
And today you remind, please remind us.
是你已经为我们舍命。
That you have already given your life for us.
是你的恩典要让我们重新的结合在一起。
And it is your grace that is going to unite us together.
让我们不定睛在自己的软弱上。
Let us not be focused on our own weaknesses.
让我们定睛在你的恩典上。
But be focused on your grace.
知道你的爱就在我们当中。
To know that your love is with us.
因着你的爱。
And through your love.
我们可以勇敢的踏出去。
We can courageously step up.
因着你的爱。
That through your love.
可以遮掩许多的罪。
Can cover a multitude of sins.
谢谢你在我们的当中。
Thank you for your presence with us.
继续将你的爱大大的来充满。
May you continue to fill us with your love.
让我们成为你喜悦的器皿
So that we can be vessels that you are pleased with.
同心建造这个家
To build this house together.
见证你自己在这个家的恩典
And to witness the grace that you have shown to this household.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen.